begin with a Mishnah, a Gemara, Sanhedrin, Ayin Beis, Amud Beis. Gemara tells us, Amar Avuna, Katan Arodeh, Nitin Atzilo Benafsha. Yes, the Gemara, the Mishnah Masechta Olos, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Zayin. Yotza Rosho, about 10, 12 lines from the bottom. Ein Noginbo, once the baby's head came out, can't touch him. Tisha Ein Dochen Nefesh Mifnei Nefesh. Cannot push away one soul for another soul. Vamai Rodefu, what do you mean? The baby is being rode for the mother. So we should dismember the baby in order to save the mother's life. Yes, the Gemara, Shani Hosam, the Mishmaya Koratfi Lo. What does that mean? What does that mean? Let's take a look on Rashi. Rashi tells us, towards the bottom, Yotzer Rosho, Be'isha Amak Shalele. The word Hamaksha is the first word on the seventh line, the wide line. Umusukenet. The Katani Reisha, Rashi tells us the first tale of the Mishnah, which is not found here in the Gemara. Hachaya Poshetas Yoda Vechotchoso. Umotsiyoso Leivorim. Dismember the fetus to save the mother. The Chosman Shliyotel Avir Ha'olam. Rashi says a very important Rashi now. Lav Nefesh Hu. Those are three very big words. Lav nefeshu, not considered to be in the category of a nefesh. V'nitein lahorgo ulahatza l'imo, and therefore you may actually dismember the fetus in order to save the mother. Aval yaserosho enogav olahorgo d'havle ki yolut v'endoch nefesh v'nefesh. This is the Rashi. Fine. This is the Gemara. So the question is, what is the nature of the violation of abortion, and why is abortion permitted to save the life of the mother? Right, very straightforward questions, right? Let's see if we can find out the answers and how this is going to be relevant not only for the case where the mother's life is in danger, but for other cases as well. So we have over here on... not everything is in this packet, but okay, a little antiquated. But we do know that a Ben Noach who kills an Ubar is killed. Actually killed. It's a capital offense of Bnei Noach. And the source in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, which we don't have in front of us, in Zayin Amud Beis, is Shofech Dam, a very creative child of the Chazal. Shofech Dam, Ha'odam Ba'odam, Damo Yishafech. Any Balkari in the room? Any Balkari? You wouldn't read that way, would you? Well, I hope not. I would make you go back if you read that way. But, alright? It's really Shofech Dam Ha'odam, Ba'odam Damo Yishafech. But Chazal, and that's after a new Pshah. We'll come to later with the level of that Pshah, we'll see later. So the Gemara said that Nun Tes Omer Aleph is false. The Gemara says, a major klal, leka midem farlans nabat, leka midem de li yisrael shari laove kachavim asa. That's a very important rule. Can't be. Impossible, there should be something which is, I'm going to see it's page 5. It's impossible there to be something that is mutter for Yisrael, and it's also for a goy. We have more mitzvahs than the goyim, not less mitzvahs than the goyim. Okay? In fact, the Gemara, what do you mean? Hello? For a yifat toah? No, it's a technicality. Hosam mishim delavin a kibush ninu. In other words, the reason why there's no yifat toah, not a yifat, there is a yifat toah, which is mutter for Yisrael, and it's also for a goy. The concept of Yifas Torah, such a woman doesn't exist when it comes to them. So that's why. But if there would be tzikai, it would be mutter for them too. Vary pachas mishav pruta. What's going on? Pachas mishav pruta. Well, pachasam la mishav lavanei mechilinu. Even these rashes, even these straws, it's double the last line of al gezel, but it's not considered anything. They're achmonim, and they're not mutter. Fine. That's the Gemara and the bottom of that nun test amud al. Comes close with a very, very important discussion. The Pasha Pshat this Gemara, by the way, the Pasha this Gemara is that abortion is an Issa D'oraita. Why? Because if abortion is also for a guy, and whatever is also for a guy is also for a Yisrael, 2 plus 2 is 4. So Issa D'oraita, the Pshuto, for Yisrael to perform an abortion. Of course, the question is, what's the nature of the Easter? Where does it come from? What's the nature of the Easter? So the first thing you go, you know, we're in an election year, right? Big signs would be, abortion is murder. You see those signs you pass by? Can you see? Other religions, not in the, on the Jewish census. Other religions, big signs. You don't see these signs? Where do you live? Where do you drive? Big signs, abortion is murder. But the Peshuto, they haven't learned Rashi. Because Rashi just got to say that Uber is Lav Nefesh. Lav Nefesh. Pashas, we should not say that abortion is murder. So the question is, so then if it, so, but what is the issue? If it's not a Nefesh, it's not an abortion. So what is the issue? Take a look over here, and the Tosas Nun Tesam and Aleph on the bottom. Let's get a greater insight. Frek Tosis, Vala Ubrim the Ovik of Chai, the Yisrael Potter. Goes against the rules? Not a kasha. Ask of the Potter, Mikomakam Lo Shari. Also, it's not Mutter, it's also. Also, presumably, means it's presumably also Midarite. Miu Kosha, Damin and Perigben Sora Mora, the one we just saw. Yotzer Rosho, Ain't Ogun Bo, Ain't Doch and Evashif, Ain't Nefesh. Abel Kodem, Shotzer Rosho, Achaya Poshet, the Yodavik Chos Kosol Evarim. Umotia Kdela Hatil as Imo Frank Tosis the Chiyai Gavna the Ovik Achavim Aser Kevin Shehuzaru Ala Ubrim. This is going to sound a little bit irreverent, but take it, you know, with, in that fastest to wake everybody up. People look like a little tired at the end of the week. Who agrees with this Tosis? Today's world, you guys are not men of the world. It's going to be mismachim, go out into the world. You don't know who agrees with the Tosfos? This line of Tosfos? Really? That's right, the Catholic Church. The Catholic Church holds this line of Tosfos. I'm not bringing any riots. I'm just saying, they claim you're not permitted to, you don't follow what's going on in America. The Torah might be against abortion, but you know, what about therapeutic abortions and partial abortions? But come on, no. I'm just trying to be anivus. You're not letting on that you really know what's going on here. Okay, so the Catholic Church maintains you're not permitted to an abortion even to save the life of the mother. That's why they're freaking out. They're pro-choice. They're afraid they're gonna prohibit, you know, abortions, and the mothers are gonna die. They're not really afraid. They're just making, that's their scare tactic. You understand? We won't go into that right now. But this line tells us that it's abortion is also even to save the mother's life. Okay, Shlomar, Tohanami v'Yisrael mitzvah, K'dil l'hatzel. Oh, he asked the kasha earlier in Tosfos. Keeping Shabbos for a Jew is mutter, and for a goy is also goy Shabbos chayav misa. So the answer, no. Look on top. B'davah shu mitzvah l'Yisrael lo arminin achi, akam sheshavas chayav l'Yisrael mitzvah. Here too, it's a mitzvah to do this abortion to save the life of the mother. It's not mutter, it's mitzvah. That's the first step. In the first step, they haven't changed their assumption of the question that for abortion for a non-Jew to save the life of the mother is prohibited. The Efshar, the second terrorist, that feel of a gachavim mishari. The second terrorist suggests that the Catholic Church is wrong, that therapeutic abortion to save the mother's life is permissible for a non-Jew. Fine. Interesting. Rav Moshe is a tshuva about this. I'm not sure if we have it. We may have a tshuva Rav Moshe somewhere. I don't know what's here anymore, frankly. We should redo this, Rabbi. Yeah, we have a much to not from the Sefer, it's before the Sefer even came out. You know how old this is? This was originally written in some Sefer Zikaron. Wow. So let's take a look, let's pick it up from the beginning. This is page Tuf, Pei Vav, which is page 49 in your packet. Which order is going? Oh, I'm in the wrong direction. Start on page 40. Ah, okay. The tshuva is written Tav Shin Lamed Vav in Sukkot. That's so much 1975, a long time ago. For those who know Rav Moshe's style, it's not so easy to follow. Not at all. So let's just, you want to plow into it a little bit? You want to, or you want to skip it? It's up to you. It's hard. You ready to plow into the style, yeah? Okay. I want to plow a little bit. Because the sentences are very, you know, not crisp, short sentences. So he starts off by quoting our Torah. They quote the two Teirut. Okay? Fine. Then he says, the first Teirut of Tovah. V'hutzchu l'taret, I'm talking about the eighth line of this Maimer. D'hu mishum d'Yisrael, ikan mitzvah l'arek v'de l'atzalei. U'kfi klolam l'el, m'zeh, d'bol sadibur, d'b'davah shum mitzvah l'Yisrael, I mean, habi ikan mitzvah, fine. Says Rav Moshe. V'im lo hoya zeh me'isr v'tzicha mamish, ela isr b'alma. Let's say it's not me'isr v'tzicha. That's the straw man he's trying to knock down. The name of the Shekin. Now, I think I put a parenthesis around this to, because it's so complicated. So let's skip the parenthesis for the moment. I must have been here but once before. Harei lo hoya shum kusha. Underline. It would be no kasha if it's not an Easter Ritzicha. Why not? So kol yisur nidocha mishum pikuach nefesh mikra de v'chai bahem. We know that. Shalachain nitcha yisur da arigas ubar mibnei pikuach nefesh. The Av Gezel, if a Menachaya is doing Gamma, they know a Chutru like the Yisrael, she can present the Kuach Nefesh. For Legaba, the Stira, the Kol of the Mika Midi. Afim Nehmadil, if they know a Chutru or Yisurim, should be Kuach Nefesh, should look Siv, who the Chai Bahem, Kid the Hayustov and Atos, because Shosim, and then I find out, the Masku Ben Noach, skip the parentheses. Still, third line on top. Ain zeh stira leklal d'mikamidi lema d'ika tam b'yos yisrael mekabli ha'tor. Because the Pirush Rashi with Sanhedrin shon demaskul svar d'chsiv. The cost of the chi amar achmon alav al amitzis mishub d'yikara v'einav neshama shal yisrael. V'ocha gabi roseach keva d'sof sof ika ibu neshama lama yemut alav al hilkab d'var ha'mok al anita nitzko. Uber the Ika Tam, Leka Klala the Mika Midi. Kahada Matar Sakmar be Fasto, the Israel Shalakam Osir, should love in a Kibushinu. Uber Gezel Pamashu Putz and love in a Mechilinu. Elohu Mishum, Ramash Kiddush. The Savi Atos with the Easter Arigas Uber, the Israel, who Nami Midin Ritziva. Ritziva. Achlo never is the Israel, should have less aim. Shem kenik shushapir the meyachad the ve'akum osalara gubar aflahatil eichu mutal Yisrael. What's Rav Moshe saying? Rav Moshe saying that had abortion been a normal issa, but not issa reticha, Tosus kasha would be no kasha. Why? Because just when it says technicality such as b'nei mechila denu or b'nei kibush denu, there should be another technicality. What's that? B'nei hetza pikuach nefesh ninu. And therefore, the fact that Tosa didn't give that teret indicates that in point of fact it's an Easter of Ritzicha. And when the commentary says, Ritzicha, there is no Hetzah Pikuach Nefesh. No Hetzah Pikuach Nefesh, Tosis Kasha is a good Kasha. That's Rav Moshe's explanation. It seems to me this explanation can be disputed. We can dispute it. What? Namely, Lavanei Kibush, then it was a monetary technicality. Who can conquer whom? That's not included in the doesn't run afoul of the principle of Meika Midi. What do we say? Whatever is permissible for. It's impossible that we have the Goyim of Mitzvah we don't have. That's impossible. But the fact that Nefesh Yisrael is Yikara, as I mentioned, quoted from Sanhedrin, and therefore a Jew may do something and a Goyim may not do something, that itself contradicts the cloud of Meika Midi. Because Nefesh Yikara is something spiritual, not something monetary. I thought that one could potentially refute Rav Moshe's proof. But Rav Moshe goes further in the tshuva, as it has to be the Yisrael Ritzicha. Let's read a little bit further. Maybe it's also underlined, page 47. You can find this line. You can find it for me. But Moshe says it has to be Ritzicha, because if it weren't being Yisrael Ritzicha, then why are in fact B'nai Noach chayiv in it? B'nai Noach only chayiv in seven mitzvahs. Who can find this? Right column, page 47?
Yes.
Third from the last line. He says, Easter acher miyuchah lo shayach lamadim came. So it has to be by definition. They only have seven mitzvahs. Where does the blush come in? It must be Ritzicha. So Rav Moshe says. However, if you look in Tosis or Rosh, I don't think it's in the packet, the Tosis or Rosh, after the last line in Tosis and after the test, adds as follows. I'll read it to you. Tosis or Rosh says like this. Kevan lo mikri nefesh. The Afal Gav the Gzeres Akosafi Shemischayev Olov. So the Pashup Shadow tells us exactly the opposite of Moshe. The Gzeres Akosafi is the Yechayev, even though it's not an Efesh, and it's not a regular Easter of Ritzicha. Nonetheless, it's called Shvichus Domim. This sounds very unusual. In our language, Shvichus Domim and Ritzicha are synonymous. But we shall see, not necessarily so. Sorry, I don't hear you. Maybe. I'm sorry.
How could Goyim be chayav in something based on like a disease in a problem?
It's another good question. It's a very good question. We'll come to that later. Now, there's a Tosis in Nida. Do we have that Tosis here? We certainly should, but is there a list of what we have, anyway?
Yeah, the front page.
Front page. Is there a Tosis in Nida? Unfortunately, I'm not seeing it. Okay. Rav Moshe calls Tosfos Nida, so we'll have to see the Tosfos Nida from Rav Moshe and see what he tries to do with it and see what we're going to do with it. Here we go. Tosfos Nida, page 48, he calls Tosfos Nida. He calls like this. Yanti b'chavis yor. It's column 3 in this. In page 48, starts new paragraph. Mashikosu mitos neither vashva the below oker avlad mutal lahargo. Tosu says, Tosu's lashon is that is in fact he suggests that there's a possibility mutal lahargo. That can't yesh alomakei be a mutal lahargo lohayo shayap shichal of Shabbos. How's it possible? The Av Shatosis Ha'ayri B'Yeshiva Alam B'Yoshva Alam Mashber U'Mesa. Yeshiva had the birth stool and Nebuch dies in the delivery room. There must be a Tel Sofer in Tosis. Can't say Mut. Impossible. Yeah, but that's how can you say Tel Sofer? It's been printed this way for hundreds of years. It's hard to imagine it's a Tel Sofer. So, I'm going to read you the Tosis myself. maybe one of the later Rachamim, it would be nice to see the whole thing. Maybe the, you have a Tzitzel Eliezer at the end, maybe he quotes it?
I think the second column, page 47.
Oh, he quotes the whole thing? Second column, page 47. Thank you. Second column. Where is it? The Haimah Furish. The Tosin and Hedrin. Oh, the A and Mitzos Milosh and Tosin needed after Mem Dalet. Shekosav Shnei Pam Losh and Mutal Lahargo. The Kushyotam, we'll get a little sense from Ramosha. Im Tim Salama the Mutal Lahargo Bebeten. That's a verbatim quote of Tosis. Afilu Mesa Imo. Filohavi Kimunach Bekufsa. This is a verbatim quotation. Amai Mechal and Olivus Hashabbos and Mevi and Sak and Derech Shizrab and the Kro Haim. That's Tosis Kash. Good Kash, right? If you can do the abortion, then why Mechal and Shabbos? So they give two Terutzim. No, they give one Terutz, excuse me. V'yei Shloma. Dimikomako Mishum Pikuach Nefesh, as Rav Moshe quotes, Mechalalin, Af Al Pi, Af Al Gav, Shemuto Lohorgo, and they give up a proof, etc. That, we saw what we have to see. We don't have to really see. This is the Ikin Akuda. Because Tosfos had suggested earlier, before the question begins, Hecha de Meis Chayavishim de Kemunach Bekuf Sadami. What's going on? Maybe if someone kills this baby whose mother predeceased him, the guy will be Chayav Misa. Because why is abortion not Chayav Misa? Because you've killed a dependent organism who's living off his mother. Once the mother died, he's an independent organism. And then if you kill him, you have to Chayav. So then Tosfos asks the Kasha, if that's the case, if you'll say, Im Tim Slomer, against what you said now, the Mutal Lahorga Bebet and Afila Mesa Imo, for the Lahorga Kimunach Kuf, Tosfos is not sure. If that's the case, why Machal Shabbos? The answer is, paradoxically, you're allowed to kill him, but you're still Machal Shabbos. That's the gist of the Tosfos. Okay, that's Tosfos and Masechta Nida. So Ramosha's Igris Ramosha is impossible. Impossible. So we can refute Ramosha in the following way. Maybe it's possible. Mutter means mutter. Mutter from the perspective of Ritzicha. Tosfos doesn't mean mutter, het gum. From the perspective of Ritzicha, it's mutter, it's not a nefesh. Afal pikein, you can mechal Shabbos anyway. However, maybe it's osim midoraisa, but not osim midoraisa mishum Ritzicha. Another is, what's the other is? Find me an issue. What is it going to be if it's not Ritzicha? I'll take suggestions from the audience. If abortion is not murder, and it's also b'doraisa, under what of the 364 lavim outside of Ritzicha are you going to put it? What do you say? Zela, okay. It's one possibility, unless both parties agree to it, it's not Zela. Nezek, my Nezek. Chavala, that's it. That's the right answer. Chavala is an Isra of Chavala, and it's not necessarily given to Mechila, the Mechaz Chinuch, or Shulchan Aruch Harav. So it's the Yisr Chavol. Yisr Chavol of the right. One could suggest. Now I have the following suggestion, something which is quite amazing. The Maharit is the one that Rav Moshe rejects. The Maharit is quoted by Rav Moshe on page Yantim Maharit. It's on page 48, the last column. So he quotes the Maharit. Back and forth, it must be a total sof on the Maharit. But I don't know if he quotes the part of the Maharit that I'm looking for. It's really one line. The Maharit says that the Issa we're discussing over here is an Issa Chavola. Issa Chavola. Okay. Issa Chavola. So he says, unbelievable. If you take a look on page 49, first column, line 3. Posha she'ein lashkiach al shuva zu klal, ki vadai shuva mezuyefesi me'eza Talmud Torah. This is really getting wild. Tosfos is a Tosfos Sofer, and with the Talmud Torah, this is, you know, this is not, it doesn't make me happy. I want to suggest, based on the Maharit, Tosfos really meant it's Muslim. I'll tell you why. Because we discussed Chavala, Chavala of whom? Who are you chovalin? Do an abortion. Chaval against. You have to have a human victim. Who's the human victim of this chaval? Who?
The mother.
The mother, correct. Not the fetus. The mother. Here, the mother died already. So if the mother died, if you say it's kemunach b'kuf, that's an independent, considered as an independent nefesh right now, then it's a capital offense. But the alternative is het gamur. Because the middle position, the middle ground, that abortion is chaval, it wouldn't apply because the mother's dead. Munach b'kufs means you're a rotzeach if you kill this fetus. Because munach b'kufs means it's like it's no longer in the mother. It's like someone's in a box. If someone's in a box, you kill them. Can you imagine put someone in a box? A pup is in a box. That's the Tosafot going back and forth on that. Because it seems to me that the Maharit Shuvas are correct and the gears that we have in Tosafot is correct. And it may even be mutagam. You know what I mean? Come to emotions, it has to be a mistake. It has to be. Right? Because otherwise, it says ghosts to be the Adam, potter, which is not mutter. And if it's a toast of it's still schwer. Rav Moshe doesn't make things better if you look carefully over here when it's a toast of. Doesn't make much sense. In any event, apparently an Uber, even though if you kill the Uber, you're potter, it's not a nefesh, Afal PK, we paskin the Mechal Shabbos, whatever reason. Okay, on both sides. The Pashup Shad in the Gemara, back to the first page, page one. The Pashup Shad in the Gemara, that the bottom line is that the Uber is not a Rodeh at all. The Gemara says, Mishamaya Kuzukaratkele. Just refresh our memories. Shanasa Mishamaya Kuratkele, Shirachal Ime. Heaven is being the Rodef. The baby is not a Rodef at all. And if he is stuck, why in the world are you allowed to perform the abortion to save the mother? It must be because the baby is not considered to be a nefesh. There's no choice. Not a Rodef. So let's now turn. Do we have it here? Rambam, maybe? Is there Rambam? Oh, Rambam. Rambam is in page 8. Page. One second. Yeah. Page 8. Halacha Tet. Shetich Achor HaChamim. First white line. Sha'ubra Shimak Shalele. Muta lachtoch ubash b'meyel. Maybe tzad, maybe yad. Neshu kerodev. Acharel lahorga. The mishotiu, mishahoti roshu reinogimbo. Shein dochin nefesh b'pnei nefesh. V'zeo tivo shalolo. What does that mean? What does that mean? So one could, it's a problem over here. What's going on? Is it Ritzicha or is it not Ritzicha? If it's Ritzicha, you can understand why I need a heter of Rodef. But what is a heter of Rodef? It says that Tivo Shalolam. What's shot over here? This is a very problematic Rambam. Again, the end he says that once the behet comes out, you don't touch him, Tivashol, which means it's not a road. Shemeshmaik rifle. But at the beginning, to defend the abortion, what does he say? Who Kurodev Acharel Harga? Make up your mind. It's either this or that. What do you say, Pshat? Yes or no? So the Chazanish and this Rambam has the following expression. He's like this. Shvichas Davin is normally Yaharag Val Yava. Why? Who knows why? Why is murder Yorg Vayava? My chaz is the dama, the daf sumutfei, the madama, the chavach sumutfei. Who says your blood is redder than that person's red blood? Says the chazanish, does not apply to an Uber. A person get up and say unabashedly, my blood is redder than the Uber's blood. And what by what criteria, the what objective criterion are you going to determine that your blood is redder than the Uber's blood? I'll give you one. If someone kills the mother, it's Chayav Misa. Someone kills the Uber, it's not Chayav Misa. So it's an objective criterion. And therefore, it's not logical, writes Chazon Ish, that a person should die because of the Uber. Because the mother's blood is better than the Uber's blood. That's what Chazon Ish says. That impression gives the impression that Reticha, it is. But the mother's blood is redder than the Uber. Once head comes out, then they're both independent organisms, and their blood is equally red. The Minchas Chinuch has a strange line in Siman Reish Tzadivov. His first one is, Aval Uber lo shayach machozis, ki lo havi nefesh, Rak haTorah asara kmo iser acher, aval lo havi shvichas damis. In that line, he mixed in two separate svaras, right? Two separate svaras. If it's another is in Aratikha, it's obvious it's pushed aside for pikuach nefesh. Obvious. If it's a Ratikha, then we can still say, you don't say my chazit. It's interesting. The Minchas Chinuch, this is in Dresh Tzadivav Vav, in the new version. If you look in the Reish Tzadivav Zayin and Chavdal and Chavches, Rabbi Minchas Chinuch suggests the same thing with respect to a treifa. A person is alive and well, has lived already for 75 years, and is now in the status of a treifa. And the doctors say he cannot live for 12 months. And then the guy walks up and says, either kill the treifa or I'll kill you. So Rabbi Minchas Chinuch suggests, well, maybe you should kill the treifa. Maybe. Sounds wild. Because your blood is better than his blood. How do you know? Because if someone kills you, he gets killed. If someone kills a traitor, you don't get killed. Even assuming for the moment that killing a traitor is murder, which is not a capital offense. There are two separate stars over here. One is it's murder, but not a capital offense, so therefore you don't say my chazus. And the other one is not considered to be murder at all. Now, which one is it? He throws them both together. The big problem is what's shot in the Rambam. So the Sma and Choshen Mishpat, I don't think we have that either, but the Sma and the Choshen Mishpat, where this is, the Rambam is quoted verbatim in Simen Tov Chof Hei, the Sma says, what's shot in the Machab and the Rambam? Uber Eino Nefesh. Like Rashi. Only one problem. If Uber is Eino Nefesh, what's shot in the Rambam? That the Uber is corroded. Who needs that? You don't need that if the Uber's not a nefesh. You can eliminate the Uber because it's not a nefesh. You don't have to come on to the heter of Rodin. Sma says nothing. Let's take a look at the Evan Ozel. This is something we do have. We have an Evan Ozel? Pretty sure we have it.
Page 9.
Page what?
9.
Page 9. Page 9. Page 9. Both the Rambam. And at the end of the first paragraph, the thing is three paragraphs. End of the first paragraph, he doesn't understand. Once the Shemai Karatulate is no din of Rode, then how do you kill the baby even before that comes out? What's the shot? The Shemati B'Shem of Chaim Zatzal. The Mishmaya Karatfile Lo Mahani Ela Imhu Kiyolus. Shetzarach Shebeshul Mais of Yol Avdim Atzile Nanirda Fenafsho Hu Begeder Chiyav Al Arodes. Alavared Lo Tzarach Mezes Vekot Anamim Atzile Nanafsho. Havakol Zman Shu Uber Havim Bedin Masa Hamavur besov perek ches milchas chov lemazik the yesod in rode. What does that mean? I don't we have the Rambam over here. If you in the Zirak the Rambam the other way in page 8, you would have it. In this classical old fashioned Rambam, it's the very previous page. It's right here. The last Rambam milchas chov lemazik. We don't have that. Rambam says if there's a boat which is about to capsize, and one guy throws a very heavy item off the boat, he need not pay. He's a hero, not a goat. He's a hero. And then Rambam says the Rezek Kamo Rodek. Inanimate object, what kind of Rodek? So Reb Chaim, as for the Evan Ha'azel, is equating the Uber with that. Like a masa. Ain't a rodif for poel. El the keva she ain't a adam. That heavy load is not a human being. Mahani masha mimela not the rodif. Here too. Hachinami by the ubar. Mimela not the rodif. To the tve dine rodif. The two alachas. Wow. So what does that mean? So my Rebbe, Zichrono Livracha, the Rav, said as follows, if I understood it properly, that a real Rodef is not, because a Rodef requires Kavana Lirdos, a cut in the ground, Kavana Lirdos, 12 years old, has a gun, bang, bang, you saw it on TV. So you can eliminate the Rodef to save the Lirdos. Without Kavana Lirdos, you are not a Rodef. You know what you are? You are, to quote the Rambam in two different places, either Kirodev, we just saw, or Kimorodev. Here he says Kir, by the abortion, by the fetus, and in the previous verse he said Kimo, when it came to the heavy load. It's not a real Rodev. That being the case, it's permissible to throw off the weight or to abort the baby because we're not discussing an act of murder. Had it been murder, you would have no hetzer, because the baby is not a rodef, and the masa is not a rodef. Normally abortion is asa. Normally throwing a weight off is asa. But here, as long as the metzius is causing someone's death, although it's not officially a rodef, still enough of a dispensation. That's called kimorodef and kirodef. This I heard from the Rav so many, a long time ago, and guess what's in print now? Not from the Rav. My knowledge, was Rabbi Shaffer printed it somewhere? I don't think so. Rebbe Yashin. It's called the Torah Sayoled by his son, Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein. And if you look in page Reish Tani Test, not safer, you'll see it. It's not much, came out the same as the word for word.
So is that the same as the Evan Ozel? That's assuming.
I can't swear what Evan Ozel really meant. He just left you a little hanging. It's not really a rode. It's the poil, not the poil. It's not. It's kimorodes. It's not really a rodes. And the heter is it's not an act of murder going to the Rambam. Not not. Rav Moshe has an opposite shot in the Rambam. And if you look back to Rav Moshe's tshuva, page 48 or something like that. Let's see if we can find it. Obviously page 48, exactly. He quotes Reb Chaim. Look at Reb Chaim's tape on the Rambam, it's hard to understand what Reb Chaim really means. V'ano z'ira min chavrayim. I, the small, small person, a merchant. You hear what's going on? B'mei shifti b'London. London? A merchant was in London? Went to see the changing of the guard? What am I doing in London? It's a typo. What should it be? Where am I should live as a young man?
Lubán.
Tassu Lamed Vav, Ed Buda Nun. The typo must have been London. If you look at Nugas Marsha, it says Lubán. Okay, I've gone in London. He's passed through the way. It may be possible, but it's a typo. It's Lubán. He gave his own terrace, the beautiful terrace. Zachisi the terrace, but Derech Achash, a Gamken Nochem. Based on Tanah Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says, he printed it already. Igus Marsha, Chelik Beis Yordaya Simon Samach Anav Beis. Well, we don't have that. So what did Rav Marsha say? I'll have to tell it to you myself. The Yerushalmi's lesson is, Einat Yordaya Mihorig Es Mi. The reason why you can't touch the mother, the baby, because you don't know who's killing whom. The Pneumosha there explains, you're not sure, is the mother wrote up the child, or is the child wrote up the mother? So they're therefore wrote from zeh b'shavim. Moshe says, so while it's still the mother's womb, the uber is not a nefesh gomer, the rodim is a nefesh gomer. Listen carefully, math. Each one, we'll call the uber a five, like you said before, we'll call the uber a five and the mother a ten. So on the five, they rode with each other. So you can't touch anybody. But on the second, on the higher five, so the baby doesn't have it, so the mother's not a rodefet, and the baby is a rodef. So on that higher five, high five, right? On that higher five, you can kill the fetus if it's a rodef, and the mother's not a rodef on the equivalent. That's how Rav Moshe explains Meridik. And he explains B'Shemarach in the Bavli the same way. Only one problem. You have to look at the context of the Rishami. The Rishami has to follow the Shavish. The Bavli took this down a bunch, sort of. Katan Mao Lahatzel Esagodol B'Nachon Shal Katan. Is there a din of rodef by a katan or not? And they prove it from Yotzer Rosho, that what? That you cannot kill the baby to save the mother. Is he klar that a katan does not have a status of rodef? Says the Risham, it's not a good proof. You know why? You don't know who is, not rodef, me, it's me, it's very important. Any of the idea, me, Horeg es mi. This is not exactly a legitimate citation. It doesn't say me, it says me, Horeg es mi. Okay, I might should quote it over here because let's read it the same. Take a look over here. Rebbe Kosafti, Shatam Dukshmishmai Karatfi lo eno tam got lo ma shena rodef at all, where we learn. El de Bishvil zeh ayu shnei rotsin. Koloshni Rishami, Einat yodea mi, Horeg es mi. And the carbon edit, same as it means, so Mishmaya Nase, Sheyevsha, Sheyichu Shneim. Impossible. Impossible. Okay? But when it's still in utero, Nimsa ala yisaron, Sheyiko, Laei, Me'ubar, Shehi Nefesh Gomer, Vu Eino Adayin Nefesh Gomer, Havirakha Uber Rode for that extra five. Problem of Moshe is, wait a minute. How do we refute the proof? Originally, the Gemara proved that what? A cotton is not a rodef. Not a rodef. And how did they refute the proof? According to Rav Moshe, no! The cotton is clearly a rodef. It seems to me, it doesn't say me rodef, it's me horig is me. Shout like this. It means there's no rodef at all. There's no rodef at all. Mishmaya karatzle. In a sefer called the Bat Kodesh, Rav Beryl Pravarsky has the following shaila. Rav Moshe dealt with this shaila, a very famous shaila 30 years ago, about Siamese twins, what do they call them now? Co-joined twins. We can't say Siamese anymore. That's absolutely correct. Co-joined twins. They were connected at the heart, a very famous story. And the doctor said that they're both going to die. Only that they could, but they couldn't save A, but they couldn't save B. Because B had four chambered heart, A had two chambered heart, and the shadow was what to do. And what's the fellow's name? Everett Koop, is that his name? Later was the Surgeon General.
Yeah.
At that point, he was the ethics chairman in Philadelphia Children's Hospital. I think he's a Catholic, if I'm not mistaken. And there was a whole tumult of what to do, and then the parents went to Rav Moshe. Coming from Lakewood, as a matter of fact. And Rav Moshe was written up, you probably forget it was written up in the Philadelphia Inquirer, which is a very kosher, you know, Inquirer. The Philadelphia Inquirer is like the New York Times. Maybe even, no? Not so good? Better. Oh, better, good. Like the Wall Street Journal, whatever it was. And they have a whole thing about Rav Moshe's hold up in Rabbi Tendler's house and telling what his one son said, one grandson, another grandson. It's a fascinating piece. And Rav Moshe finally said, if A can live and B can't live, B, A can't live and B can't live, he was matter the abortion. Presumably, he writes about Kodesh because he held that A was a roidif. It was a roidif. A couldn't live. A was a trefer. B was a sholem. Could Polshan should live? On that year's throne, A was a roidif and B was not. So he gave the heter to Nebuch to kill A and save B. In an operation, and B was saved. It's a sad end of the story, which I won't go into right now. Amazing. But he says, according to the other poskim against Rav Moshe, then A is not a rodef. No kavon al arav. That's what I thought. No kavon al arav. Then we knew. So would it be us to do the abortion? Maybe not. He writes over there. Maybe not. Because what I said to you before, made a mechaserach. If it's mutter to kill a treifa to save a sholeh, A is a treifa, B is a sholeh. That's source number one. The source a shevah called migei hahariga. I believe it's Rabbi, the president of Efrati's father, Rabbi Shimon Efrati, who was very active in Kashrus after the war. He never went through the terrible gay harig of the Holocaust. Opening Simon Aleph. Someone asked the following shout. I was in a bunker, and the Nazi would have killed us all for sure. We were hiding, and the baby started to cry. So I put my coat on top of the baby just to muffle the sound that the baby shouldn't cry and give us away, we'll be killed. Never the baby died. And this mother wants to know, is she guilty of ratich? Maybe not. Maybe the rodef. Seems to be the baby's not a rodef. For most of the baby's a rodef. And we would say it's not a rodef. No kavana whatsoever. Despite that fact, there's a hetzer. Kivega says on that Mishnah Olos, Perek Zayin Mishnah Zayin, in the case of the Mishnah, it's either him or her. Either the fetus or the mother. What will happen in the following case? Either perform the abortion, or else both will die. The baby and the mother. They're going to die anyway. The Kivega suggests, in that kind of a case, maybe we'll do the abortion. Maybe we'll do the abortion. Wow. Even Yotze Roshan. That's the case. In our conjoined twins or in the bunker, the baby's going to die anyway. So there'll be a heter under the kiveh. I'm sorry?
Not the shiara case?
Oh, it's a good question. The case of the goyim came to you and said, give us one of your member or we'll kill you all. Right? And what's that halacha?
If
the miyachid is okay. Comes along the following amazing chiddush in Rav Moshe. It's such a mind-boggling chiddush. I don't think anyone in the whole world passes this way. If you find something, let me know. Rav Moshe writes in that same tshuva. Take a look towards the end. A little further than the tshuva. Rav Moshe remembers being matir only based on rodes. You're going to have to help me find this. Page 48, column 2, V'lachem. I'm sorry, Par V'lachem. V'rach la'atzolas imo shlo Thomas v'leidosu v'ahetza v'lovish shvil shav shum torach to'em shezeh osa b'pshitus. U'mitam zeh horeti. Sh'av sh'arof v'omu sh'yesh chashash shema Thomas o'em k'shul yahagu at the uber. After the Chilul Shabbos, Kol Yisrael men mechalal and vayoven bimidas hachashash amru v'ha'gam b'shul k'stav v'katan tzvek tzvek mechalalin. Mikol v'gom la'arag at the Uba yeosner ad shetia umda la'arofim gedola. Catch this word now. Korov levadai shetamu sa'aim. You know what's going on? You're not doing abortion unless it's close to certain, near certain that the mother's going to die. What was the pro-choice you were saying about this truth? That means there'll be loads and loads of women dying because it's only a 50% chance the mother's going to die. And 50% will die, according to Rav Moshe. What would you say, Karl Levadai, I mean? 60, 70, 80, 90? What would you say? Well, give me a number for Karav Levada. I would say 90. That's the only Mia. Just Mia Chen and Matzah. Just single digits. So is it 80% Chen and Matzah and Dari? Sorry. But it says. Wow. The Me'acha Shumit Tasha Nechshav Rodeis. Sarach Shiyah Ke'ein Vadai Shu Rodeis. Atkan. This incredible quotation from Rav Moshe. It's incredible. It's an incredible quotation. How can that be? How can that be? Ooh, hold on, slow. I think it's a chavol. And if it's reticha, so what? 50-50. Still a road date. That's what Rav Chaim Eisen said. The Sheva the Levi says, even if it's a 1% chance the mother doesn't die, and also the Pekuach Nefesh Achara Rov, and also the Rodef Achara Rov. What about a regular Rodef? I asked you a shout out, Rabotai. Was anyone in Shul a couple of weeks ago? We had Pashas Mishpatim. Yeah, you remember what it said there? Imba Machteret, Imota, Gagana, Vuka Vameis, Ein Lo Domin. Right? Baba Machteret, the Rambam quoted it. Sound like the Pashas, even a Rambam. Rambam quoted, I think, on page 8. Is it not here? It's somewhere here. I don't see it. No. It's not on this page. It's apparently a posting, but it's a Rambam, but not on this page. So let's go, Shiloh. If someone is digging under your cellar and it wants to steal from you, and you confront him, is it a hunch? Is it Karav Levada going to kill you? I'm asking you. Is it Karav Levada going to kill you? Who says he's armed? And who says you won't kill him first? Who says he won't run away? Pilei Ploy. This question is not my question. Rav Shlomo Zalman asked this question. Nishmas Avram quoted it on this siman, Chosh Mishu Tav Chav Hei. Tremendous cash. What are you doing? I have a pshat in Rav Moshe. My pshat is based on the sugya of Pesachim Da'aveh, it's kind of the sugya of Machteres. Look at Rabbi Lozman, Moshe Horowitz, Pesachim Da'aveh, makes the following klal. He says like this, that the Chai Bahem applies, quote, B'shvichas Domim, Heichid Lo Shayach Maichozis, the Domim Lidach Tzumuk, Kigon, Baba Machteres, the next four words are the most important, last four words. Shehu Atmo Goreim HaSafek. The reason why we will kill a Rodeis, even though it's only a 1% chance he's going to kill us, because he caused that 1% chance. He took a gun and started, he was digging under my cellar. His fault. So we give him a status of Rodeis, even though it's a small percentage. But it's the baby's fault. It's not the baby's fault. It's not the baby's fault. The marshal didn't carve the vadai. Wow. Wow. What will happen the following case? Someone asked me to share the one. Never. A woman was diagnosed with a terrible cancer and she was pregnant. And the only way to save the mother with chemotherapy is going to kill the baby. What do you do? Is the baby a rodent? Not really. Not the baby. The cancer is killing the woman. Not the baby. So some say you can't do it. You can't do it. You can't abort. Pastor of Moshe would hold that way. Those who say mutter, that's the most poskim hold, halacha lemaisa, not based upon rodent. Or maybe it's considered to be rolled up in this kind of a case. So, if in that very same Sefer of Torah Tehillah, Sefer of Yashiv's son-in-law that I quoted you before, he was the following Shaila. What will happen if the mother is pregnant? So we assume that you can do the abortion. What if the mother is Nebuch a Trefa? With or without chemotherapy, no matter what, this mother's going to die within 12 months. That's how we define traitor. But if you don't do chemo, she'll die in 1 month. If we do kima, she can live 11 months. May you do it or not? The Minchas Chinuch writes, it's false. Yisrael harodei pesa trefa, kevan shahorek trefa eno chaya mitzah, efla mikri reticha, and you can't kill the rodei pesa trefa. Here too. This baby is the rodei pesa trefa. Wow. Without going into all the details of what is considered to be a trefa or not, is a remarkable concept. That's a remarkable concept. Wow. So what will happen? Assuming for the moment that the mother's a trefa. No. If the basis for doing the abortion is rodei, there's no heter over here, as the Michas Chinuch suggested. On the other hand, if the Easter of abortion is chavala, then of course, to say the chayesha of the mother, you may do the abortion. The tzak of Avayashiv, you may do the abortion. Again, the two extremes, the three shittas. One is that it's considered murder mamish, then forget about it. Right? The other one, Isha says it's not abortion at all. Of course you can do it. But the in-between view, what is that? It's considered to be Isha Reticha, but you do not apply the svara of my chavis. That we saw in the Chazanish, and one svara in the Minchas Chinuch, because your blood is red, because someone killed you, it's a capital offense, so the baby's not a capital offense, it's not a capital offense. But what would that svara yield in our case? Not so pashut. Right? The kill the baby, not capital offense. Kill the mother, it's also not a capital offense. My cousins, they're both non-capital offense. Wow. They're all very serious matters. Very serious. So now, let's turn our attention to the end of this year. I'm skipping a lot of related matters I can't go into right now. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Melachim, and we really should have this also in front of us, we just don't have it. On Hilchos Rotzeach and Hilchos Malach, and if you're on Perek Tes, Halacha Dal, and Hilchos Malach. Ben Noach is Nereg on Ubrim. What's the source? We already said the source. What is it? Shofech Dam Ba'odom. Shofech Dam. Ha'odah Ba'odom. A person within a person. Dama Yishach. Fine. Seems to me that the nature of the Isser for Yisrael and for a Ben Noach is different. It sounds like a splitting hairs. For Yisrael, the Isser of Lo Tirtach. For a Goy, the Ben Noach, the Isser is Shvichas Dam. But they're fundamentally different. When it comes to a Yisrael, it's a Meister Reticha. Lo Tirtach. And therefore, the same as a certain other Hatayim, Turim. When it comes to other Yisurei Torah, like Grumma, for example. Grumma patters you in Shabbos, and patters in Mechikas Hashem. It would patter by Reticha too. But if Ben Noach is an Yisur of Shvichas Damin, you don't have to do any Meister. Nothing. If you look in the Rambam, you get that impression. If a Goy takes somebody and ties him up, and he dies of starvation, Retichas Nas, a Shvichas Damim it is. A Trefa, Rambam says, Retichas Nas, a Shvichas Damim it is. The final example, Yochol Asilo V'yechad Me'evarav, I'm chasing somebody down, and I can shoot for the legs, but I shoot for the head and kill him, so I'm not allowed to do that, it's a terrible thing, but it's not a capital offense, but a Ben Noach is killed. Shvichas Damim. That being the case of the following very big chiddush. Suicide. What do you say about suicide? Mutar or asa? Asa. Isa chomer ad na'ot. What about a goy? May a goy? This is a serious matter. Public policy, what they call it. May a goy commit suicide? The Mechachsuna suggests yes. How can that be? With my lamas, it makes some sense. The Easter of Lo Tirtzach is an Easter of action, and it's an Easter which can apply to a person himself. Do not kill. It's not necessary. It doesn't say Lo Tirtzach as Chavercha. Lo Tirtzach, period. But the Easter of Shvicha Zamen, that means that like it's bringing the whole world down. The world's going to collapse. People are going to start spilling each other's blood. And maybe it wouldn't apply to someone who spills his own blood. That's causing the Ashchas HaSa'olam. The Rambam writes, interestingly, in Perek Tes Halach Aleph Hilchos Melachim, they were given a number of mitzvahs, B'nei Noach. Fine. According to the Rambam, how do we know all these things to be true? Afal pi shekulon en kabbalah b'yodeinu b'moshe Rabbeinu v'adas nota lehen michlal divrei Torah yeirosh al elu netzav. He goes to the various, it could be Asmachtas, Rabbosa. According to the Rambam, it's all the drushes that we have in Sanhedrin are all Asmachta B'Yalma. It's all a Mesorah, Kabbalah. That being the case, Shofech Dama, Odom, Ba'odom, Domi, Shofech is an Asmachta B'Yalma. It's not a real Din Doraisa. Rambam never mentioned it. Maybe, catch this now. Maybe abortion according to the Rambam is only the Rabbanah. How can that be? Mika Midi. How can it be? If it's an Easter, it's a capital offense for Goyim. So obviously it needs to be the Raisa. Then how can it be an Easter the Rabbanah for us? The answer is the Rambam does not pass in Mika Midi. The Rambam doesn't seem not to pass in Mika Midi. According to many Mefarshim, I'm going to the details now. Does the Nazmah can be known by community? Chovel. But, yes, it's an Easter of Chovel. Nonetheless, the Milchaschina suggests that we should give Rishus. Maybe Chavola is Mutter. I had a Pasuk. How do you have Shad Pasuk? Shofech Dama Oda Bottom Dama Yishofech. Rabbosai. What do the words mean? So it doesn't mean abortion, but obviously it means murder. How can you say it's only Halacha L'Moshe Mitzina and everything's on Smachla? The Pasuk Mefurash M'chumish. Shofech Dama Oda Bada Dama Yishofech. What's going on? Seems to me I'm having a big Kiddush. Parshanut. That's what it's a convention about. Parshanut. I'm going to give you my Parshanut over here, not mine. If you look at the new Mikros Gedolos, the Torah Chaim, they quote Rasag. Rasag goes Pirish on Chumash, which the old Mikros Gedolos did not have. That's clear. Rasag says, quote, Shekol Shofech Dam Eze Odom Harei Ayadei Odom Acher Damo Yishofech. What does that mean? So the footnotes that are, you know, so conservative, they say it means the Eidim and the Bezim. Nah, that's not the Pashat Pshat. Not at all. The Pashat Pshat in the Ratzag is, it says, Kol Shofech Dam. Bezim would kill everybody. No. What's the context over there? The very beginning. It says, Pru Revu, right? It says, Vayavarachim. Lema Pru Revu, that's how the Parsha begins, in Parsha's Noah. At the end, it's a curse. That's all. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave me a curse. But you've seen, how did the Goyim say? What does the Goyim call it? Come on, you know what the Goyim call it. No? He that lives by the sword. Finish the sentence. Either dies or shall die by the sword. That doesn't mean that the Ben is going to do it. You live a kind of life like that. You're a murderer. Someone's going to bump you up to. Right? What did Hillel say? Al dat feich asfuch. Besoch mitzufach yotifun. Doesn't mean by death, by bez. In that world, you know, they bump you, bump this one off, they bump you off. You know? We read about that sometimes. That's what it means. The klala. And the Rambam also learned that pshat, in my opinion. The entire parsha is onish b'dei shemayim, reticha, gram reticha, retichas atzmo, suicide. And the Rambam puts them all together. And how do we know that Ben Noach is punished? It's a Kabbalah. It's a Kabbalah. And the Meiri gives it a basis for it. The Meiri in Sanhedrin, in Zion, I don't think it's here. The Meiri says, because of Hashchasas Olam. Hashchasas Olam. And if you do abortions like you do today, Nebuch, it caused Hashchasas Olam. Millions and millions and millions of abortions. That's not the Yalma. If that's the case, we make the following suggestion. It's only this Hadas. What did Ram say? Hadas Nota came. Right? Hadas Nota Lehen. Gentlemen, who knows about a guy named Kevorkian? Have you heard that name? Sure. Okay, sure. Didn't hear the other thing. Okay, good. So, some can argue, as in this country of many millions of citizens have argued, that Kevorkian is right. Hadas Nota. And to kill someone who's vibrant is terrible. But to kill someone who's terminal is that you're doing him a favor. Doing him a favor. And how much more so if the guy says, give me the pill and I'll take it myself? We call physician assisted suicide. But the doctor did it himself. Because by B'nai Noach, it's only a Kabbalah and depends upon Das Noter. All this stuff that people are fighting about logic in the public square in America, according to me, good argument. Let them find it out. Which way is the Das Noter? That's by B'nai Noach. Klal Yisrael, forget about it. We have a little tears off. Forget it. Remarkable. Rav Moshe says something incredible. A goy can kill someone who asks that the goy kill him to avoid Yisurim Kashim. Rav Chananya ben Trajan. Daf Avodah Zarah Daf Yitzchak. So the post can say, how can it be? They discuss various things that maybe even a Jew can do it. And Rav Moshe is not only by a goy. The Rav Moshe himself says the definition by a goy is different than the definition by a Jew. What does it say? Aches simchem alachos seichem edrosh sukkim by Bnei Noach means murder, not suicide. Rabbi Oseinu Darshu to include suicide only for Yisrael, not for Bnei Noach. Two totally different kinds of halacha, Shabbosai. Ritzich is one din, and Shvich HaSamim is another din. Ritzich has very rigorous definitions, and Shvich HaSamim has a different definition. So the question was raised, how is it possible that when they know it's a capital offense of abortion, at the same time it's not an act of murder for us? There's your answer. Murder it's not. But there's a Kabbalah that's considered to be Shvich HaSamim, which is an independent category for B'nai Noach. That's why for them it's a capital offense, and for us it's not. For us it's only Kabbalah. Some say it's not Kabbalah, it's Ritzicha, but you don't say my cousins. Both agree that Rodef itself is not the real, real basis for the heter of abortion to save the mother's life. Now, Manav Kimina, what's the oldest? Manav Kimina. So Rav Moshe's original tshuva was written for the cases of Pesach. That was the basis for it. Pesach. If you look carefully in that tshuva that we just came from, you'll see it clearly. The very last paragraph, page 50. Kosafti kozel inyan apirza gadola ba'olam shabamalchus v'harbi medinos hitiru la'ruv ubrim u'besochem gam roshi ha'medina v'medinas Yisrael u'kfor nergu ubrim le'ein mispar shabizman hazeh ol yesh torach atas yag v'torah v'kosh ken shalas at kulas v'yisir v'ticha v'chama v'yoser shalachen ishtomamti Virosi tshuva dechacham echad eretz tshuva. Rav Waldenberg, Zatzal, hanichdav lemenayal v'tacholam sharei tzedek v'nifas v'choveres asi yud gimel. Hamater avlodel sharei dei bechinos harofim kshu ubo yuhasim v'gimel chadashim. Shubu v'machlas tei stak slapilo. So how do you justify it? Umitzadeh hiktim she'etzim harigas uvim hu l'harvei poskim rak with the rabbonim. Rabbi will say that's hard to accept. It's impossible. Because the Mikim Midi. Only because of the Rambam, who denies Mikim Midi, it's a possibility. Afim hu d'oraisler es Rav Oldenburg, hu rak mishum geder binyono shel olam, avol machlas ibu nefosh nindidot klav. Called the Marit, who's matter. Shelus Yavitz. Shalachem matter lahasli b'teisak lahapel at shiva chadoshim. Lo muvan zman desh. What 7 months come from? I'll say where it came from. At that time it was written 30 some years ago. Until then it wasn't a viable fetus. After 7 months it's already viable. That's Rav Oldenburg. Today, gentlemen, who knows what's going on in the world today? What's changing in the last 30 years? After how many months is the baby potentially viable in today's world? What they call 24 weeks, right? 24 weeks. 24 weeks is into the sixth month. And maybe not even that much. Once the baby is already 5 months, I would be afraid to be matter anything. For the reason Rav Oldenburg was afraid is 7 months in his day. Now we came down to 5 months. Yes?
Just on around, is there a distinction if the baby is viable by itself versus with incubators, et cetera, et cetera?
Even with incubators.
I'm saying that with incubators, it will be viable. Without incubators, it won't be viable.
Still considered viable, in my opinion. Anyway, the comment to argue with Rav Oldenburg. Now, you know, it's hard to measure a poskim who holds which way, who holds the other way. But it's clear that Rabbi Waldenberg's opinion has been accepted by many other poskim. In a case which of Tasek, for example. And let me give you the lumdus behind it. Assuming, for the moment, it's not reticha. I'm the first to admit, if abortion is reticha gemura, there's nothing to talk about. Can't do it. Chas v'shalom. If the baby is born, it'll be terrible for the baby, and terrible for the mother, and terrible for the father, and terrible for the whole klai. So what? Lo tirtzach, blood doesn't move from the spot. However, if one assumes that it's only nitzar of kavala, and there are riots in the nitzar, I didn't get into all the riots, but Moshe tries to deflect the riots. I'm reminding myself, there's a run. I think we once was already copied, we should at least, here it is. This is page 7. Towards the bottom, he quotes Erechin Dav Zayin, next to the last quote on the page. Parallel to Hagot Haba, Isha Hayotze Lehorgei Mamtina Lo Asher Teles, and they killed the mother while she's pregnant. Lavisham Ube Yerachimahu Elakevan Shimun Chuyevus Misa Ein Ma'aren Es Dina Vulevlad Kevan Shloyotze Virolam Lo Chayshinan. Period. I mean, Lo Chayshinan. You can do an act of murder. The chlor from the Ran, they post them say, that abortion is not murder. You're doing chavala on the mother. In this case, the mother's a gavra katila in any event. So, Rav Moshe tried to refute that too. But the Pashup Shah says that the Ran is not like Rav Moshe, the Pashup Shah. Anyway, if it's not, these are chavala, but the machlokas, the gadoli apostle, is chavala given over to mechila or not. Some say yes and some say no. I'll ask you a shayla. Someone is born with 6 fingers. Mother of Islam. You want to go up to 6 finger. Not going to kill him. What do you say? Mutter or Asr? What do you say?
Yes.
Mutter or Asr?
They want it.
Mutter. You're right. Why? Because of some poskim, there's no mechila comes to the Yisrael Chavol. The answer is, there's no mechil yisach havala where the yisach havala is not justifiable in objective terms. But if it's justifiable in objective terms, then if the person wants it. But certainly, a lot of surgeries are elective. Now I'm not going to give a discussion here about liposuction and enhancements v'chule, which seems to me to be not justifiable on objective terms. in most situations, and therefore the Mechila shouldn't help, they shouldn't do it. But that's an aside. So what about abortion? It seems to me as follows. A typical abortion is absolutely unjustifiable on objective grounds. Now, therefore it may not be done. He said the rights of Kavala, according to those who say that Kavala is not given to Mechila. And if you hold it, it's going to be all better off if you're going to give it to Mechila. And the Alter Rebbe. But a Tesax baby, Avada is justifiable on objective grounds. Whenever we discuss Kavalah, we have to discuss what we call the, what do they call it? The cost-benefit ratio. Is that what they call it? Cost-benefit ratio. So in a healthy baby, the cost is snuffing out a life of a Tolmei Aves Mishana. And the benefit is what? So the mother should be able to run around the country, pursue a career, have not any money problems, whatever, things just pale into insignificance as compared to a totally viable life. Thereby, I cannot justify the cost benefit. Comes to Tesax, it's exactly the reverse. The cost is snuffing out a potential life of absolute an indescribable misery which will end after 3-4 years, if most. And the misery given to the parents as well. And the benefit is to save society that misery. Having said this, I believe it's very important to go back to Rav Moshe's critical point in the last paragraph, which is that abortion today is a terrible, terrible scourge in society at large. Terrible. Including Jewish society, Jews have been liberals from the very beginning. And I'm telling you, it impacts even on Torah society. If you think we live in some kind of a bubble or an island, you're completely wrong. Let me tell you the following real life story. The story goes back now, I believe about 30 years. I can't say exactly. I got a phone call from an individual I know now for maybe 50 years or close to that. It's hard to believe that, but something close to that. Who went to the yeshiva with me. He was a talmid of this yeshiva. Could be even at smicha. This I don't remember exactly. In my days, a lot of guys got smicha. It was Vietnam years, so it was a smicha was. But this fellow knew how to learn, smicha, no smicha. And he suddenly called me out of nowhere and says, I have a problem. My wife wants to abort. Is there any hesed? Well, he's a big enough lam. Before 40 days. Lam? Before 40? What's 40 days? What's that? Maya be'alma must give up. I said, what's wrong? My first response, what's wrong? He said, nothing's wrong. I said, come again? Nothing's wrong. My wife, when we got married, decided we should only have 2 children. And we had an accident. I'm going like this to myself. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. Shomer Torah mitzvahs. I said, I'm sorry, I have no head. Before 40 days, I'm sorry, I have no head. But she won't take it from you, she tells me. So send it to a woman. If I'm not mistaken, I sent it then, if I'm not mistaken, talk to Reverend Blau, if I'm not mistaken. I guess she's an intellectual, a PhD, whether she had it then or not, I don't remember, but she was PhD material even then, and eloquent and articulate. She failed. So now I'm getting really nervous. I mean, he calls me up. My wife decided to keep the baby. 40 days passed, to keep the baby. I said, who convinced him? I want to get to get Shalom Hab. Who convinced him? Certainly not me. I haven't spoken to him. I spoke to him. Robertson didn't succeed. I work in a hospital. Somebody was asking, a chemist or something like that. And in the lab, there was a non-Jewish person. It happened to have been a black person, now called African-American. And he talked about it. Somebody's nothing on human life. I mean, you'll never forgive yourself. Because he, Mazel, baby was born, a healthy boy. I met him a couple of decades later, and we spoke. three sons. I met her for the first time in my life a couple of years ago at a dinner somewhere. We start talking, yeah, small talk. And this, yeah, the son did this. And how's the younger son? How's he doing? And the son's telling me, Gavaldik, he's doing this, and I'm saying myself, Bainashalav. Had it not been for the fact that abortion is not the loke heter in the Olam Arachav, in the outside world, this never would, the shah never would have happened. Never would have happened. Never. I'm going to tell you two more stories before I end with another dinner too. One story is one of my contemporaries had an unfortunate incident where his wife was pregnant, leaving the first child, and the mother didn't realize she was pregnant, and I think she took x-rays, which is, you know, a real no-no. So today, every woman, every man for that matter, they'll put that lead stuff over your, that area of the body, right? It's standard, isn't it? But this is a story of 35 years ago. Yeah, so she's pregnant, but that I know about. And you know, they give you all kinds of, he went to the Rav. And the Rav said, listen, we have to be hopeful, it's going to be fine, you do a bracha, it should be fine. Everything is so fine that I know that young man is such a tzaddik, such a wonderful, accomplished gentleman with a wonderful wife and a wonderful family. I danced at his wedding. But another story goes back 50 years. I can't exactly when. This story, again, you have to. This story I didn't hear directly from the Balei Dava, but I believe it to be true. There was a woman. Was pregnant, and this was worse than actually, she had German measles. The German measles can cause all kinds of problems in children, from deafness to retardation to you name it. And her father was a Talmud Chacham who lived overseas. In those days, there was no phones, there was cables, you know. You ever read the story of World War II? You ever see the World War II archives? Those cables, Western Union? So she said, the Western Union. I'm pregnant, I think it was also a first child, I got German measles, is there any hesitant to abort? No response. No response? No, he didn't talk to anybody, nothing. So, months later, she cables to the father, or maybe then it was actually a phone call, and they all, the mother's out, a healthy boy. Didn't get my cable? You didn't get my cable? He had sent a cable that abortion was mutter, and she never received it. This person is not just a wonderful man with a wonderful wife with a wonderful family, I danced at his wedding, but is a god of the tongue. We don't measure lies. These are stories that I know about. On the other hand, there are people who are so nervous about having children who are in any way problematic that they're not having children at all. They just use birth control. So Rav Aviner Shalita noticed this is going on in this community of Bethel. You know, Bethel is what we call they still use that word Gush Emunim, that word still in vogue. America's a Rav, that word still being used. America's a Rav community with they have children like mamish. They compete with the Chassidim. Only one difference. They compete with the Chassidim mamash, man for man. They go one on one with the Chassidim until 35. After that, stop. Chassidim keep going. They go to the end. And then they're out. Why are they stopping? And he discovered they were petrified of Down syndrome children. As you may know, if a woman is over 35 and she's had many children, especially in the past, grand multi para, as they call it, the chances go up. They go up from 0.00 to 1% maybe, or something like that. But 1%, you want to play Russian roulette with 1% of down? Stop having children. This is terrible. They really want to have more children, they're just scared. So Rav Aviner wrote in their weekly bulletin there in Beth El, which I have a copy somewhere. I see what's happening over here. I'm telling you, everyone should not stop having children. Assuming you're healthy, should try to have children as long as you can have children. Because Rome gives you eggs, you have children. Ah, you'll tell me, I know you're afraid of Tismona down, what they call, or other such things. Come to me, we'll talk about it. If necessary, we'll find the head, which many know this. If necessary, we'll go to Rabbi Waldenberg. That's how he was the address to everybody. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman even sent to Rabbi Waldenberg. And he didn't want to be master. He knew exactly who he was sending to. Why did Rabbi Waldenberg? So that's how he was the address. Because we know who he was, cheap. Now Nebuchadnezzar is no longer with us. Hi, Tzadik v'gavra rabba. The Rabbanim in this country, you'll be passing like that without, they won't send you. Even before, now they can't send you. Even before that, they wouldn't send you. Take it on their own shoulders. Their shoulders are much broader than my shoulders, these people. Yeah. Tough. I got a call some years ago from a talent of mine whose wife, they did a test, they shared down. You know what I sent him to? I sent him to a Rav who wrote an article and put out a beautiful tape about Down syndrome children. He's a Talmud of Rav Moshe Shapiro, the famous Rav Moshe Shapiro from Bayit Began. And he said he was devastated, devastated. He called his Rebbe, the Rebbe, cook me a Mazel Tov, the Baron Ayingel, baby boy. Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov, the God of the Torah. Rebbe, but there's a problem. The baby's Down syndrome. So Moshe Shapiro, without his blinking, said, "Kum tera tuple to Mazel Tov." You get a double Mazel Tov. What Moshe Shapiro meant by the double, I don't know exactly what he meant. You know, it'll make you into a better person. It'll make the family a better family. This is a holy neshama. Chazal should stand up for these people. They never do the little tamu tamchei. So I sent.
Thank you.